Hello.
Oh, hi, Todd. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Not bad.
Oh, good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, but also one of you called and were wanting to cancel the program. I'm not sure if it was you or Angela.
Yeah, I'm going to have to step back a little bit on that. I wanted to get my primary login address for my Google Maps thing.
Okay. So they can't release any of that information with a past due balance, but I do want to give you some options because if you were to cancel the program now, it's almost like you're going to take the $298 that you paid us initially and throw it down the toilet. Because in the terms and conditions, it does state that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some solid things for your business, right? But if you were to cancel it now, not only would the website come down, but all the programming that we've done over the past 4 weeks would unravel. And it's going to, you know, end up hurting your business. So how come you're wanting? Yeah, I don't want that either. Is it because of the results, basically, or were you just worried about that payment that was due on the 24th, or what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'm just having some major struggles here with this all.
Okay. With getting the whole program set up, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this Google, with the Google account that you set up, the Google Maps account.
Yes.
What is that set up under?
Under Todd Zeller Carpet.
Right.
It's under your business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me look at it real quick and see if it's already live. Oh, it is. Yeah, you can just Google your business name and you'll see it. One thing I would recommend, Todd, is to start getting some 5-star reviews on it, ASAP. So I'll send
I'm
you
I'm struggling with that.
Oh, why? What
I'm
happened?
Struggling with that. Nothing. It's just nobody takes the time to do it. It seems like I've even followed up and talked to people. There's people that I know. You think the people would, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so busy. A lot of these people I've known for a long time.
What I'll do is I'll resend you the review generator email because sometimes, and I know this because I'm in internet marketing and I know how important reviews are for a business, but sometimes I'll have a good experience with a business and I'll tell them, you know, hey, I'm so happy with your service. I'm going to go home and leave a review for you. But when I'm outside of that moment, sometimes that idea gets stuck on the back burner and I just forget about it. It's not intentional, right? So the review generator email, the way it works is it's already hyperlinked to your Google listing. And it's a little link that you can copy and paste and send to your past and present clients. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Todd Zeller Carpet. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take a couple of people.
I get QR codes and everything. I mean, I've sent links, everything. I've talked to people. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it, you know.
I wouldn't say bombard them if they already said they're going to
do
it and
that.
You sent them.
Yeah, I didn't.
This,
I don't bombard them.
Yeah, then just obviously, you know, kind of drop it. But as a side note, Todd,
exactly.
Anybody can leave you a review on Google, even if it's a friend or a relative that's actually never hired you. They have the absolute right to go on there and vouch for your business and say, hey, Todd Zeller Carpet, you know, Todd's a trusted business in the community with many years of industry expertise. Don't hesitate to call him and then give you 5 stars because all of that's true. They can definitely do that for you. You know what I mean?
It's very difficult. It seems like, you know, you find out quickly who's with you and who's, you know, I don't know, it's crazy. I think some of the people are also, they think it's like a conflict or something, some of the people that I reached out to. So
really?
I can reach out to some other things, but yeah. It's funny.
Okay. So I'll jumpstart it for you, and I'll go on there and write you a 5-star review just to kind of get things rolling there. But I also resent that Google generator email for the reviews. So you know,
I do have a question. So if we were to part ways, my tides are a carpet that I mean, from my understanding, that's mine, is it not?
The website that we built is actually, there's two options. Number one, you could buy the domain.
No, I meant my Google Maps.
Oh yeah, the Google Maps is we set you as an owner. We're just the manager of it, so that definitely belongs to you. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that.
But I can't have the login information.
Not with a past due balance. Usually, I mean, if you call us before it's due, obviously they'll give it to you. But right now, the account's past due. But I do want to give you an option, Todd, because, again, you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode, and I hate to see you
I understand that. I understand that. But you got to understand, it's starting to feel like who's with me, who's not. Like, my son's a computer engineer. In the future, maybe a year down the road, I'm going to have some different people helping me, and I want things
of
to
course.
Be my own that I can have it by my own.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm getting,
so,
you know, I'm getting like 50 calls a day by people that want to do this and want to do that and want to do this and that. And I can't stand it. A couple of them I talk to them. I don't have time to talk to people that much. I just don't. But the few that I've talked to, there's very important things here that I got to get. I mean, at some point I have to get ownership of all this stuff.
Yeah, we can do that today, but I do want to give you an option of your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. We definitely recommend bundling with the Facebook ads for the first 2 months at least until you're ranking. But if you're struggling and things are tight right now, you can absolutely take those off, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people...
Hold on 1 second, I'm on the phone, please.
Oh, yes. Oh, are you
I'm
talking
sorry,
to
I'm,
me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
So I mean, my question to you is, if we part ways, are you guys going to do all kinds of really bad things to me and stuff like that?
No. We have no reason to do that.
I've heard all these nightmares.
No. We've serviced over 48,000 active clients, Todd. We have no reason to go in and try to undo something. But the reality is that Google changes the algorithms daily. And I've seen it happen as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So if you stop the service, what happens is that active programming and all the updates discontinues. And that's what hurts you, is like right when you're on the cusp of getting everything up and running.
I get it. I don't have a lot of time to talk right now. I thought I was waiting for a call from you guys last night between like 5 or 6 or something like that. But,
I apologize. I know that Shalette had sent that notification over to a different department, and then this morning she said, oh, I hope it's not too late. You were supposed to call this one, but they hadn't, like, given it to me till today. So I apologize, but I don't want
to
take more of your time. Yeah, no, I don't want to take more of your time, but I do want to ask you, because I know that your intention is to get on the first page and get your phone ringing with business. So would it help you at all if we took those Facebook ads off? And then maybe what I could do is push the billing out for you for a week for free, and that would just make it active enough so that I could have customer support send you the credentials to your Google page, because it does belong to you. And then with that...
I want to either get my login information... on the Google
course.
Page, or I'm going to start a new one. I got to be honest. I mean,
that's a duplicate, and that's going to hurt your ranking. That will throw up a red flag with Google. So absolutely don't do that. That's one of the things
right,
that people do. Yeah, they think, oh, if I have two Google pages, it's going to give me twice the results.
I started up. I didn't know what I was doing. I was starting up. Right. I get it. So how can I get that from you, basically? Then,
well, that's what I'm asking, is if you think that this, you know, resolution would work, I'll push the billing out an extra week for free, which means you're paid in full up until the 31st.
Well,
your original billing.
The truth is, I think I'm going to do something else with my whole thing. I've been talking around. My son's gonna help me out some. I've got some other people and some other things going, and I'm gonna do something different. But I was told I need to get my Google Maps account. If I'm the primary, I need to get my login information.
I can get that from customer support. That's not a problem. I do want to let you know, though, that whether you part ways with us now or you part ways with us in a month, either way, that past due balance is going to hurt you, because in the terms and conditions, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge,
Understood.
You have to call us 3 business days prior. So what happens
Understood.
Is right now it's $249, but come November 24th, it becomes $498. It continues to reoccur until this settles. And I don't want this to become a problem with your business and your credit and all that, you know. So what I was thinking is to help you out a little bit and reduce that to $149. And then once it pays, you could absolutely cancel it right away, or you could keep it open for another month.
If I wanted to part ways with you tomorrow, what do I have to do to get my password? Obviously, coming down the money. What would I do?
I would, if you want to do just the, you know, settle the past due and cancel, I will reduce it to $149 for you, because you won't need that
Thank
extra
you.
Batch of Facebook ads if you're canceling, right? So I'll take
Thank
those
you,
off. Yeah, and then let's say that you want to pay that tomorrow and then cancel. Then what would happen is tomorrow, once you pay it, I would have customer support send you the credentials to your Google Business page, which is the username and password, so that you can get in. And then once you have that, we would cancel the account.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. You've been very nice, and from the very beginning, I chose you. But I found a couple other things that seem like they're doing a whole lot more for less, and I end up, it's all mine. I instantly own the web page. I own everything.
You have to realize one thing, though, Todd, is that there's a lot of companies out there that are scam companies, and what they'll do is they'll call our clients and say, local squash is not working under Google's best practices, and the websites are copy and paste, and they say all this kind of rigmarole to scare you, when their intention
is to
know
about
you
to sign
up with
them.
Okay, yeah.
But I am concerned about this. I don't know nothing. What was your name again?
My name's Tina.
Tina, that's right. I have your name down here is Tina. Tina, this is all new. I'm dumb. It's stressful. There's so much time involved with, I mean, so many different, I'm sure you know. I mean, you talk to people.
I do know. Yeah.
Right.
I've been here for 14 years. I've heard it all.
It's crazy.
I've heard it all.
This
yeah.
is crazy.
And honestly, Todd, it's the companies that will call you up and promise you the moon and the stars and all these kinds of things. Those are the ones that aren't going to perform, because sometimes there are two guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming.
Right.
Sometimes they're a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you have trouble
right.
with them, you're kind of stuck with them, right?
You're
so that's
right.
why, yeah, working with, you know, the right company is definitely, you know, going to affect your performance. So I would say, you know, especially since you have to pay that, you know, $149 either way, is I would, you know, definitely recommend stick it out for an extra month or so that you can get your phone ringing and see the magnitude of what this will do for you. Right. And then
right.
after the next month, if you decide that you still want to cancel, no problem. You call us a couple of days ahead of time. At that point, you already have the login, you know, and at that time you can start working with another company. But I'm confident that you'll be so happy with the results that, you know, you're probably not going to want to cancel once you see it,
right.
you know, the client calls coming in.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm concerned of what this what these other people I was talking to, whether like you're saying that it may just be bullshit. I haven't.
Yeah.
I mean.
What do you know? What company they're with?
I forget. I'm gonna look at it.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a couple out there that are scams, and we're in legal battles with them actually as we speak. There's
really?
A couple of them that are good companies, and you know, I would tell you, you know, if it's a good company or if it's another premier
system solutions or something like that. I forget.
System Solutions, never heard of them. That's a concern because
system
usually I know who the other channel partners are with Google, and that's one that doesn't ring a bell. So
right.
Let me see.
Let's do this. I'm so glad we talked. I just had a light bulb moment that I might have done something really stupid. So
yeah.
This is so stupid. All this is so it's not stupid. I apologize. Well, you get it. Anyways,
yes.
It's ridiculous. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the truth. But I knew what I wanted to do. But
yeah.
But anyways, let's do this. Can we? Are you available tomorrow? Like around the 5 or 6 window, 6 o'clock window.
Yep, I'm here till 7 o'clock Eastern, so I can call you tomorrow around 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Man, let's do that. Let's
okay.
do that.
All right, you got
let's
it.
Let's do that.
And I'll just tell you now, one red flag that I found just in a quick System Solutions marketing reviews. I typed that into Google since I haven't heard of them.
Let me look and see what it is.
And I don't see any. I don't see any reviews on their business whatsoever. I see some reviews on Glassdoor and Indeed. People say that they work for them, but I don't see any reviews on their service. And then I don't see that they have a Google business page that's verified and published. So that's a concern. How can any company call you and promise to get you on the first page of Google if they can't even get a Google verified listing up for their own business?
Right.
Yeah. So just for a quick search, I'll just let you know that. And then we can kind of pick up tomorrow at 6 o'clock where we left off. And, you know, if you have further questions, we can tackle it then. Okay.
Yeah.
In fact,
hold on 1 second. Could you hold on 1 second? I'm going to try to.
Of course.
I'm going to try to merge a call and get that name. But I'm going to add. Are you still with me?
Okay. I'm still here. Yep. Yep.
Let's see where she's at here. Because I just had. I'm really concerned all of a sudden. I'm going to add a call real quick.
Okay, okay.
Hold up with me. Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay, she's not answering right now.
Okay. Who is it? Was it Angela or was it someone from that company?
What? Still with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Let me try it one more time.
Sure.
Let me try it one more time. I'm like totally freaking out now all of a sudden.
Did you already pay them?
Hello?
Yes.
Angela.
Yes.
Whoops. Angela.
I'm here.
Tina?
I'm here. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are
you? Angela, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know, but I'm having a light bulb moment with this company that we were talking to. I have Local Splash on the phone right now. I have a total red light. Who is this company that this other company, what was it, IT Solutions, System Solutions?
Yes, IT Solutions.
What was the actual name?
Okay,
hold on.
Angela, help me out. Open up her email. Where
I'm
are the emails
up,
from
hold
them?
On.
Tina, thank you.
What was that?
I said thank you.
Systematic.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, what was the name? Are you seeing
emails from
them?
Systematic IT.
Systematic IT. Tina's just looking. We're having a little powwow moment here.
So there's not a solution to the name. It's just Systematic IT, right? Or is it Systematic IT?
No, solutions.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes.
So let me look.
What's the name, Angela?
What was that?
The collision.
What is the actual full name in order?
We have full coverage.
Yeah, but that's a different, it's an added tumor.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is the full name?
I just told you.
Systematic IT Solutions. Okay. So the first thing I put
in,
you guys can do this. You can put into Google Systematic IT Solutions.
We don't need to add
extra insurance.
It should already be in our insurance.
And it shows, first thing that comes up is a 2.9 star rating on Trustpilot. I don't know what Trustpilot is. But then as I go down, there's the Glassdoor reviews and the Yelp reviews, but they don't have a Google listing. So that's a huge red flag. You know, again, how can any company promise to put you on the first page of Google if they can't even get a verified Google listing up and running for their business? So, you know, that's
so
one thing.
What would I do now? What would I do now if I sent them a credit card and made a big payment to them? How would I get that back?
They're not even listed on the Better Business Bureau. I put Systematic IT Solutions on BBB, and it says there's no single system.
I was putting a
listed on the Better Business
fraud
Bureau.
Thing with your bank.
You can do a fraud thing with your bank, but when was it? Because if it's been within 3 business days, you do have the right to rescind, which means that you can call them up and say, hey, I want to rescind on this. I want to cancel.
No,
it was all weekend.
When was it, Angela?
We made the payment, like, it's probably 3 to 4 days, maybe somewhere around there.
I think you're still within the 3-day rescission then, because even if it was 4 days, the weekends don't count. So let's say that Thursday or Friday of last week, then you would still be, if you did it Thursday, today would be the 3rd day. If you did it Friday, tomorrow would be the 3rd day. So you guys will be okay. You know, I would definitely, call them and rescind on it and tell them you want a refund. But then also what you can do is, you know, flag the bank just in case. Say, hey, you know, in case I don't get this refund, I want to let you know that this is probably fraudulent.
How would I get the refund?
You would just call them and say that those words, Todd. Say, I want
Victoria
to rescind. I'm within my 3 days as a business owner, and I want to rescind on this. And if they say why, and it's not, just say, look, I changed my mind. I don't want to discuss it any further. I just want to cancel and refund. I'm within my 3-day rescission. And they have to do it. Legally, they have to do it.
The bank?
The company, they have to do it. There's a 3-day right of rescission within business. They have to give you your money back if you're within that 3 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would definitely, you know, get that all straightened out for sure. Cause yeah, you're, it's a blessing that we're talking right now because, you know, we are catching you within that window where you can get your money back.
Okay. It's called a rescission.
Rescind. Rescission. Yeah, you're rescinding, or it's a rescission. So.
Okay.
Mhm.
I'm kind of like really freaking out right now. Like I better do this now. I mean, I'm just kind of crazy.
Yeah, like I said, they're not even on the business bureau. Yeah, they're not. You can Google it yourself. That's always the first thing I do, because usually if it's a reputable company, I've heard of them and I know who they are and I can tell you, like, hey, that's a good one. They may not be a premier partner to Google like we are, but what I hear about them is favorable, right? Or sometimes I hear about a company that I know for a fact is a scam, but when I don't know of the company, I'm always like, that's a little bit strange because I've been doing this for 14 years. I should have heard of them, but I'll always try to look them up on the Better Business Bureau just to see how long they've been in business. And with this particular company, they don't have a verified Google listing. They're not listed on the Better Business Bureau. So I honestly don't know.
Well, how could they be a Google partner if they don't even have a verified Google listing?
Exactly. Well, here's the thing with that, Todd. anybody can be a like a regular Google partner. All you have to do is call Google and buy $100 worth of pay-per-click ads. But to be a premier partner to Google, which is the elite status that Local Splash holds, those are the companies that are hand-selected by Google to actually have a support staff on site. So that's the difference. Did they give you their website? Do they have a website?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't.
Let me look here. Because usually.
I stupidly didn't look at all this.
Yeah, usually a company that is one of those scam companies is they'll have a website with a Google badge on it, but when you try to click on the badge and verify it, it doesn't work. And so Oh yeah, I'm looking at their page right now. I just found it. They don't have a Google badge.
They said they've been in business for 20 years. It's a family business. I mean, is it possible that that's true, or?
I would doubt it, because why wouldn't they have a Better Business Bureau vouching that they've been in business for 20 years? See, that's the thing, is they can call you up over the phone and tell you anything, you know, but it's only
right.
going to be the actual, you know, premier partners to Google that are, you know, you're able to verify that. Let's see here. Did they say where they're located?
Out in California. I didn't get all this down. I didn't get all this information down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only thing in the emails. Are you still there, Angela?
She sounded like we were catching her, like while she was working or something. So I don't know if she put us
on
mute.
She is. She's doing.
Yeah, she might have put us on mute. But I found a Systematic Solutions, and they're located in Anaheim, California. They have a Yelp page with some pretty solid reviews, 4.8 stars. But on their services, it says IT services and computer repair. It doesn't say that they do programming onto Google. It does say that they do web design, but it doesn't say anything about SEO or search engine optimization or Google programming. So that becomes a concern too. You know, I don't know if this is the
right.
same company or not, but if it is the same company, then they're definitely, you know, not doing the same service. They have a website
right.
on their Yelp that when I click on it, systematic.solutions, it takes me to a site that looks like it's not even associated with them. It says procurement, project management, ESQ. It says nothing about web design or anything like that. So I don't know if they maybe have this web domain that they've never put their content on, because this has like content that doesn't match what their Yelp page, you know, shows, which again is
right.
another red flag. Let's see. It looks like it's a fairly new Yelp page too, but it doesn't say like when it was created. That's what I'm trying to see.
I'm kind of in a panic right now.
Yeah, here's a lady that wrote a one-star review for them, but it was back in 2018, but it was about them managing her company's network. So I don't know if this is the right company or not, but this is what, like, when I
right.
Google for that, the only thing I can see in form of a web presence is a Yelp page, but this Yelp page, either one, belongs to another company with a similar name, or it's their company and it's all messed up because the website doesn't match the services they provide, you know? So.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I'm sorry to hear
right.
that. You know, one thing I want to tell you, and you can fill Angela in on this later, is that when
okay.
we signed you up, we had a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name, and I think it's
right.
Swoboda or Swoboda.
Swoboda.
Okay, Swoboda. So anybody from Local Splash that's a legit employee has that information. So I always tell people, if someone calls you out and says, oh, your Google listing isn't up to date, or we need this from you or that, or even if they say you need to spend more money, yeah, you have to, you know, we need $5 to update your Google page. rigmarole. All of that's paid in full through us. So what I would say is anybody calling you, just say, look, can you do me a favor and confirm the security question and answer that I have on file with Google's Premier partner? And if they can't verify it, just politely hang up the phone, because more than likely it's a scam.
Right.
But that's just for you to keep it simple, so you don't have to worry about trying to figure it out or not. If they have that information, then definitely you can talk to them. If they don't have that information, then more than likely it's not on the up and up.
Can we talk today at 6:30?
Yep. I put it down for 6.
I'm going to call my bank and try to rescind this payment.
Yeah, please call the bank and call them too and tell them you're canceling and you want your money back, okay? And then we'll talk at 6:30, no problem. And you should have my extension too, Todd. If you need anything, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. You can call me and then we'll, kind of pick up where we left off. But if not, I'll talk to you at 6:30.
I mean, look here. I've got a bunch of Tinas here, but.
You want me to text it to you again?
Yeah. Text me that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I think I originally talked to you and Angela when you signed up, but I'll send you a text message with my direct line. And it's a voice-activated system, too. So when you call in, you can either transfer to Tina, or you can just put in 777, and it'll automatically ring to my desk. Okay?
How long does it take them to send the payment back?
That all depends on your bank. It would be probably within 24 to 72 hours. But tell them that you want some type of an email showing that they're processing it. That way you have a timeline that, hey, they processed it on the 28th.
Okay.
So, I know I can expect it by this date, So I would definitely do that.
Well, is that something I can make a phone call, or am I going to have to actually stop in a branch?
Oh, yeah, I think you can do it over the phone.
Great. Okay, thank you.
But what the bank's going to say is, did you talk to the vendor first? Did you talk to them? So that's what I would recommend. Talk to them first. Call them. Tell them you want to rescind on it and get your money back. And you know that if you're within your legal right to do so. And then if they say, no, we can't do that, or we're not doing it, then just say, okay, I'm going to dispute it with my bank. And then you have every right to tell the bank I want to rescind on it, because I already tried to work it out with them and they're not cooperating, right? So that's when the bank will get involved.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you got involved in that. Now you have my direct line. If anyone calls you, even if it's not about Google, it's about a different type of marketing, you could always call me and ask me. I'm going to be straightforward with you. If I think it's a good plan.
Yeah, the name of the company is Systematic. It's Systematic IT Solutions.
Yep. That's what Angela said. Then does it say where they're located?
No, I'm just looking at my phone contact with him.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so this one, it looks like they have a different... Okay, so this one has a different website that says Digital Marketing Services. So I found their site. Let me go down and see if they have a Google partnership badge that's verifiable. Nope. Just as I thought, when I click on their Google partnership badge, it doesn't verify it. It just is like, it's almost like a phony thing that they copied and pasted from another site that says Google partner. Because when you click on it, and the same thing, they have a Better Business Bureau on their site, but when you click on it, it doesn't verify it. And again, I already looked it up on Better Business Bureau, and it says they don't have one. So that's so strange. They don't
this could
have
be a complete scam.
Yo, absolutely. They also still don't have a Google Business Profile. This time, rather than putting in Systematic IT Solutions Reviews or on BBB, this time I just put Systematic IT Solutions Marketing, and that's how I found their website with these phony links on it. But I don't see a verified Google listing under them. So that's very strange to me. So
you think I'm going to have trouble getting the money back?
I don't think so, because you're within the 3 days, you know, because even if they, if they're not cooperative, the bank will get involved. How much did you pay them?
$1,000.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so sorry.
$700 of it was towards a web page.
Okay. And you don't need a web page. Your web page is already up and running with us. Let's say.
Right. Well, they made some claims. We talked. They were very smart talking with it, that I would own the page and I should do, because in time I could run my own thing. I could, and I know I could, it is what it is. But, but they pretty much were saying, that, if you guys are doing one apple worth of stuff, they're offering 3 apples. They're going to do all, so much more for their money because they're a small business. It made sense. And, I'm telling you the truth.
That could be true, but if it's true. Yeah.
Where are they?
Exactly. They don't have a verified Google listing. They have phony badges on their site saying they're a Google partner and they're a member of the Better Business.
So if I try to rescind it, what keeps them from just disappearing? I don't know.
Well, how I believe that the banks work is if you try to get a hold of them and they're uncooperative with the response, or let's say that they're unavailable, you can never talk to them. You can let your bank know, I think this is a scam. I'm trying to rescind on it. They're not available. And then what happens is you can request the rescission through the bank. The bank automatically will usually put the money back in your account while they're investigating it. And then they contact that company and they say, this person wants to, rescind on it. You're being unavailable or whatever the case may be. And then after their investigation, if they find the same thing, that it's a scam company, they'll just leave the money in your account, the refund that they already processed. If they find out that company has some type of an angle where they're like, well, hey, we did this or that, or he called me on the 5th business day when it should have been the 3rd, or whatever the case may be, then what would happen is you could they would possibly take that $1,000 that they just credited you and take it back. That's why it's better to just get a refund through the company than it would be to, to actually try to go through your bank. But I'm pretty sure from what I see with the bank is they're going to give you your money back anyway, because this company is not verifiable on Google,
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, or on the Better Business
Thank you very
or
much.
Anywhere
let's
else
talk,
that they
let's
say.
Let's talk
there.
Today. I'm gonna.
You
I'm
got
gonna,
it.
I'm
I'll
call
you at 6:30.
Raheem, I talk to. Thank
What's
you.
His name?
Raheem, Raheem.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. I hope it works out for you. If not, we'll talk at at that time and see. 6:30, what you want
to
do. But if you wanted
I'll
to
talk
continue
to you at 6:30. Thank you.
And take off the Facebook ads, I can help you out with that, okay?
Yeah, we'll probably do that for now.
Of course. But, yeah, we'll talk more later. Have a good day, Todd. If you need anything, call me.
Thank you for your time.
No problem. I don't mind helping.
I'm a little shocked at myself. This is so
Yeah, no problem. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.